Hey, Michael.
Hey, sir.
Hey, it's Aubrey.
All right, thank you for having me, Mr. Cole.
Oh, yeah, it's all good. It's all good. All right. So let me just go ahead and pull up your account here for you. Give me 1 second. Okay. Perfect. Are you ready to go through the voice verification?
Yes, sir. So what that means, or what is that and everything?
So the voice verification, so that's the added layer of protection. So we do have you on a discounted pre-agreement. So it's an added form of protection that we're going to send over you to you in writing with your invoice as well. So, you know, as I'm going through it, if there's anything you don't understand, if I'm speaking too fast, go ahead and stop me. We can go over that, okay?
Okay. Do I really need to do this?
Yeah. So the voice verification is to make sure that we have everything proper for your order before processing payment.
Okay.
All right. So here we go here. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash as is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Michael Spain.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Michael Alvarez.
And title?
What do you mean title? Yeah.
Like CEO, owner?
Oh, yes, owner.
Oh, perfect. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Perfect. And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Correct.
All right, perfect. Now, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash? Those will come from our 877 number.
Yes.
Perfect. Go ahead and save our 877 number as Local Splash under your contacts. And in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So your initial payment for the term and account setup will be charged today. That's September 16th, 2024, in the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 16th in the amount of $249. So that'll be a recurring payment, okay? Now you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's our 877 number. You must speak with a live representative. To prevent charges on your next month of service, just give us a contact at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Keep in mind that Local Splash is international, and we do have representatives all over the world at your service. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Okay.
All right, perfect. So give me one moment. Let me go ahead and process that for you here. Now, you're going to receive a text message. You're going to receive 2 text messages and 2 emails. So one will be your welcome to Local Splash, and the other one will be your initial invoice. Just let me know when you receive those. We'll be coming in just a second.
Okay. Receive it.
Perfect. So for the initial invoice, go ahead and open that up for me. This will have your Local Splash terms of experience listed. So go ahead and open that one. And at the bottom, you'll see 2 boxes. Just go ahead and fill those in for me and click confirm.
In the email, right?
Email or text. It'll be sent to both. They'll both be the same thing. So it'll say Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, let's see. Okay, correct. Mm-hmm. So where I press, would it say access your dashboard?
So it should say terms and conditions. Are you seeing that there?
Okay, let me see. Okay, let me see. I do have down, welcome to Local Splash. You can log into your account. That's what I have. The normal one is say.
Okay. So you're not seeing the initial invoice there. Okay. So let me get that sent over to you here.
Okay. Yeah, so it'll say like, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Click here, right? I guess.
Yep, click here. Yep. And when you open that up, it'll say local splash terms of experience at the top. Go ahead and give that a quick look over. It'll give you the overview of our services there, an example of what the invoice will look like at the bottom. And then at the very bottom, you'll see two boxes. Just go ahead and fill those in for me there, and then click confirm.
Okay. Is this the package? This package includes Google, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay, let me see. For some reason, I can't, don't let me to press the two squares where say agree and I certify the, don't let me.
Does not let you click on either one of them?
No, don't let me, well, I mean, I click, okay, it's working now.
Perfect. All right, and then while you're doing that, I'll go ahead and bring up the scheduling here for you for your client interview.
Okay, so now if they ask me the username and password.
Perfect. So the username will always be your business number, so the 682-702-8056, and then you should be receiving the password in a couple of seconds in an email as well. So this will be your account dashboard. You're not going to see anything in it now, of course. We haven't begun running anything yet, but this is the dashboard that you'll log into, you know, to view your keywords, calls from new clients, and monitor your revenue and things like that. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Perfect. So give me one moment here. Now, in terms of the client interview, right? Did you still want that to be at 5 o'clock?
Yeah, that is fine. Or I mean, well, it's impossible because I'm available right now.
Correct. Not a problem. How about 6 o'clock? Is that a good time for you?
No. I mean, as soon as possible. 5 o'clock is fine. If I can do it early, I don't know, 5:30, something like that, will be great. But if not 5 p.m., it's fine.
So let me go ahead and set that here. If you're not able to do the client interview by the time that we do call in today, not an issue. We can just reschedule for tomorrow, whichever time we do have available for you, okay?
Yeah, that's fine, but I'm pretty sure I can do it.
Okay. Okay, so let me go ahead and get that set up for you here. Give me one moment. Wow. That's local splash.
So, Ori, question. I do have a Google Maps. I'm everything okay with Google Maps and everything. But, you know, everything right now is working with leads and everything on the website and everything. So, I would like to focus about the Google because I'm pretty sure it's a lot of people. A lot of companies reaching people right there in Google. And so I would like you help me how is the way to get in there, you know?
Gotcha. So that's everything we'll be able to go over, aside from things that we went over today, of course, like your SEO and local maps and things like that. But any additions that you want to put in there or anything you want to subtract from there, we'll be able to go ahead and do now that we do have you you know, set to go ahead and get your Google running for you. So we'll be able to work with you there.
Okay. And do y'all also open Google Maps for companies?
We do. Yep. So as part of your SEO, yeah, so you'll be on the local map section, the organic listings, and the first page listing. So we cover all three of those for you.
Yeah, because I can give you my old Google Maps because it's already open now. I asked you these because I already opened this one. And, okay, this one works, you know, the Google Maps or Maps of Spain. I do have another company. I tried to do the same thing I did before, open the Google Maps and everything, but for some reason Google denied me the request. Now, I don't know what to do now. I don't know why they deny me and everything. Probably because I had the same number and I was trying to put the same number in with another company. So I don't know if that is one of the reasons or what. So.
Gotcha. And that's for your other business, right? Your second?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So when the time comes that you're ready to get the same thing running for that business, we'll be able to go ahead and make sure that we connect the numbers so that one business will be able to use that number and your other business will be able to use the number too. Does that make sense?
Okay, so that's not a problem.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. We could definitely take care of that for you.
Okay. So let's focus on this one first.
Okay, perfect. So I do have your client interview set. Again, if you're unable to, you know, attend it at that time, absolutely no issue. We'll just go ahead and give you that call the next day, okay? I will send out an email for you about 30 minutes or so before your client interview. If you don't make it to the one today, I'll send you about 30 minutes tomorrow to make sure you're available, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, excellent. So you're all set here. I'm super excited for you. Cannot wait to see your results. Now, I am your main point of contact, okay? So if between now, next week, 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, if you have any questions and you need me to, you know, bring somebody on or direct you, I can do that for you, okay? I answer any questions, concerns, and things like that.
How long is it going to take the process until we are in the market, if we can see that?
Yeah, so the first 2 weeks, we'll have your reporting dashboard, your splash page, your website, and things like that submitted into the directories and all of that. So you'll be able to go ahead and take advantage of your Facebook ads, your website, and your dashboard. And then by that 45 to 60-day period, you'll begin seeing that listing appear and your ranking increase. Okay? And that's where we're going to hold you.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right, perfect. Do you have any other questions for me before I let you go?
No, that's all.
All right, excellent. Well, I look forward to working with you, Michael. I cannot wait to see how this works for you.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You take care today, okay?
You too. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.